It is the second day of Passover, the Jewish holiday commemorating the escape from Egypt and the biblical miracles that accompanied the flight of the Jews. The traditional Seder meal signifies deprivation, what the Jews didn't have on their way through the desert, for instance, no leavened bread. But what they had, apparently in abundance, was wine. During Passover, Jews are supposed to consume 4 glasses of wine, as they recall the plight of their ancestors, while eating the traditional dried fruits and bitter roots. Which to Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful Food podcast, spiritual foodie and opportunist, this can only mean one thing. Passover sangria.
Passover is a drinking holiday. In a Seder, Jews are supposed to consume 4 glasses of wine over the course of the Seder. Seder means order, so there's a very proscribed order for these things. But, you know, it dawned on me one year, I'm looking at the Seder plate, I'm looking at the food there, and I'm thinking, okay, we have this Manischewitz wine, which is sweetened red wine. It's like sickeningly sweet. We have haroset, which is typically chopped apples and nuts meant to symbolize the mortar that the Jews used to build the pyramids. And then I see there's these other fruits and things on the table, and I'm thinking, we're like 2/3 of the way to sangria here. Let's just fill in the gaps. And what's a great thing to turn it into sangria is brandy, which is one of the few liquors that's pretty easy to find in a kosher for Passover form. And so I have come up with a recipe for Passover sangria.
All right. So what are the ingredients for Passover sangria, and how do you do it and maintain kosher and end up with something that's actually pretty festive?
Well, you start with the Manischewitz wine, which is sweetened red wine, as we said. Then you add in... I actually would call for Calvados, which is an apple brandy. It's going to be tough to find kosher for Passover Calvados if you want that kosher seal, if you're that observant, in which case you could substitute a plum brandy, let's say, like a Slivovitz. They make kosher Slivovitz. If you're in the middle of that range of spectrum of observance, any fruit brandy should be okay. And then you're going to want to add in that haroset, the chopped apples and nuts. Then you're going to add in some citrus juice, maybe a pinch of salt. And then here's where I'm going to throw you the curveball, John.
Do it.
Another part of the Passover observance is maror, bitter herbs, meant to symbolize the Jews, the bitter experience of slavery in Egypt. Most commonly, that means horseradish. So if this is your style, you could slice up some fresh horseradish and also put that into the sangria to add some real kick, sort of, you know, akin to a Bloody Mary experience.
Have you done this?
I have done it. I have done it, and it is – I like it with a little horseradish. It can be overdone, and you will lose a couple guests with it. But if you like that burn, a little bit of it, I think it's a very different drinking experience. And then just a lot of chopped fruit.
It sounds a little bit like, you know, wasabi-flavored grappa or something like that.
Yeah. Do they make that? That sounds exciting.
I don't think so. I do not think so. But we're in a very adventurous zone. But if you're going to get that genuine – American, per se, Passover experience, you got to go with the Manischewitz.
I think that's right. Although even in my in-laws' household, and like I said, they keep kosher, they go with the Manischewitz for the sort of official part of the Seder, but then when it's time to just have some wine with dinner, they will open up other kosher wines that are closer to quote-unquote regular wine than Manischewitz.
And the kosher hangover cure for the next morning, you got one of those?
You know, that's a tough one because all the sugar in the Manischewitz will do a number on you. I usually already start getting a headache by the time the meal is over, before I've even gone to bed. I mean, the cure for a hangover, that is universal. Ideally, you want some bread, but that's obviously not going to work. But you really want grease, just like in college, greasy food and water before you go to bed, and you should be in good shape.
And maybe save a little horseradish for the next morning.
Yeah, that will clear out the cobwebs for sure.
Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful podcast. Thanks so much and happy Passover.
You too. Thanks, John.
Lots more of Dan Pashman at Sporkful.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.